Jesus desired his disciples to be fully inspired and fully equipped for the task of being fishers of men. There is an example from Acts showing Peter, who was, when Jesus found him, an enthusiastic beginner, all excited about becoming a fisher of men, but knowing nothing about it, actually now doing it. Acts 2:36-38 describes what Peter said. "Therefore I let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" So the same Peter who denied he even knew Jesus now proclaims his name with the power and confidence of a master teacher. Although the term master teacher is used to describe this fourth level of development, Peter would probably not claim that as his own. As he said in Peter 2:1-4, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and goodness, through our knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and godliness." Peter got to that point when Jesus appropriately delegated to him and the other disciples at the end of Matthew when he said, "I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I will be with you always, even at the end of the age." Sending out someone to work on your behalf is the highest form of validation of your trust in that person's competence and commitment. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, he assumed his disciples were master teachers and ready to perform on their own as fishers of men. He commissioned them to go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus did not leave the disciples alone. He said, "I am with you always." This is a key. Delegating means staying in the information loop and being ready to help when called. But he delegated to a master teacher in Peter, and Peter proved it when he was able to go out and bring thousands of people to the Lord. As you are delegating to your peak performers, think about that, because this is the ultimate step in servant leadership when you let them run with the ball. God bless. Have a fabulous day.